The meeting was moved to the church because of a neighborhood power failure caused by a falling tree. It occurred hours after a deal was announced to create 1,000 more parking spaces for the medical campus in a new parking ramp. Fruit Belt residents aren't sure that will ease the parking mess at their front doors because they don't think workers will use the spaces and pay to park. Willie Cunningham says he's been there for a long time, good years and bad years.
I lived here before the expressway was even there, so I've seen all the devastation from fullness to devastation, and then the city abandoned the town, the community, and just let it go to waste. Now that it's all this empty land over here, now here they come, or whoever it be, and want to take it over and decide what they want to do with it.
Cunningham says there isn't enough community input, with city planners saying that will change once the green code is put into place next year. In that code, the boundaries of the medical campus can only be changed by a vote of the common council, and there will be restrictions on any building in designated residential areas, including most of the Fruit Belt. Mike Desmond, WBFO News.